This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The first game of the World Cup is underway. Brazil is facing Croatia. Brazilians not only love football, let's call it by its correct name, but they are hosting the games this year. So we're turning to two experts for some tips on how to watch the World Cup like a Brazilian. Joining me now are two native Brazilians, Julia Furlan, an editor at BuzzFeed. She also used to work here at WNYC. She wrote a story recently called 10 Brazilian Expressions That Should Exist in English. And my guest is also WNYC's culture editor, Gisele Regatão. Gisele, Julia, let's, as the Brazilians say, peel the pineapple or solve the problem. Julia, I'll start with you. What are some other great Brazilian expressions you will be using during the World Cup?
This World Cup, I feel like, will be doing a lot of enfiar o pé na jaca, which means to really, really go for something.
It's literally translated, though, stick your foot in the breadfruit.
Yes, exactly. Or a jackfruit, as some people call it. It's this big fruit that's filled with these like mushy things. And if you can imagine, stepping in a breadfruit is a pretty big sensory experience. And it means to like really, really go for something, often in this case, in relation to the World Cup, perhaps imbibing a little bit. You'll say, ah, vou enfiar o pé na jaca. I'm going to really go for it tonight. And then you order some beers.
And more beers.
Yeah, exactly.
And more beers. Gisele, when there's a game during the school day or the work day, what happens? Do people call in sick, pull their kids out of school?
All the companies, people leave the offices for 2 hours, go to a bar, drink beers, and they go back to the office and keep working. Oh. And it's just understood that nobody would work during a game. The funny thing this year, because Brazil is hosting, a lot of the cities actually determined during the games there are going to be holidays on those cities.
Wow.
And the schools are off. Brazil started school earlier this year, so all public schools are already on vacation before the World Cup starts.
In Brazil, from what I'm reading, people have mixed feelings about the World Cup. According to the Pew Research Center, 61% of Brazilians think hosting the event is a bad thing for Brazil because it's taking money away from schools, healthcare, and other public services. And of course, there's been many protests around this issue. Is it different, though, for you two, for Brazilians living in New York? Do you feel differently about it, Gisele?
I would say for Brazilians living here, we feel removed from a lot of the problems that Brazilians are facing every day in their lives. So I think we are probably more excited than Brazilians feel at home. Julia, what do you say?
I would agree with that. I also feel that there's this feeling when you're away from your home country and there's this big event happening, it's a chance to feel connected to the people. And so I know that I'm looking at all of the news articles, I'm reading as much as I can, and I'm really immersing myself as much as I can from far away in the experience. But there is this overwhelming wave of joy that Brazil is getting to host the World Cup, and so much hope that it's going to go well.
And that Brazil will win. Is there a Brazilian equivalent to the vuvuzela, that horn that was made famous during the World Cup when South Africa hosted?
Yeah, and it was created by a very famous Brazilian musician. His name is Carlinhos Brown. He created this instrument called cachirola. It's basically like a rattle that looks like an avocado with a flat bottom. And when you shake it, it doesn't quite sound exactly like a rattle, but maybe a mix between a rattle and kind of rain following on a tin roof is how, you know, I think it's best described. But unfortunately, the instrument was banned from all the stadiums.
Really?
Hosting the World Cup for security reasons.
Oh, they didn't want anybody throwing the...
Throwing the cachirola or banging the cachirola against somebody's head or something like that. You know, we can be creative, Amy.
You might have noticed that Americans are not really into soccer. What's your best pitch, Julia, to get Americans excited about the World Cup?
See what it's like to sit down and watch a game, maybe go to a place that you've never been before, a bar, a place that where lots of people are cheering. It's infectious. The excitement is infectious. The rules are really not that complicated. You can get into it.
Go for the drinking, if not for the game. Julia Furlan is an editor at BuzzFeed. Gisele Regatão is our own culture editor here at WNYC. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Vai Brasil. Thank you.